com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything. Hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, back from the great beyond.
Manwich, who hopefully didn't have any hijackings happen to him while he was away. We'll get into that here in a moment, but you've been out for the last four or so days of the show, so welcome back.
I was visiting my father in rural Pennsylvania.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts there. Hundreds of users, people there participating, everything from flame wars to intellectual conversations. You'll find what you're looking for, if you're looking for interaction, that is, on the bulletin board system. And it's free, of course, at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, continue to listen to this show because we talk about it all the time, or call them at 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So you went up to rural Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And you went up via airplane.
Yes, I flew.
So before you left, I asked you to be sure you brought us back some sort of a story in case you saw anything happen with the TSA. Or anything, I guess, interesting. Not necessarily that anything had to happen. I saw something interesting and nothing was happening, because that's what they tend to do most of the time.
I saw a lot of standing around by federal TSA bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that long ago. 2 years ago, these people were employed by private security firms. And for whatever reason, George Bush felt like it was an incredibly great idea to nationalize this particular police force, so that now they have law enforcement powers. And I think that obviously they miss on a regular basis. I mean, we have article after article that we've read on this show of them missing guns and knives and all kinds of things that could keep people, could hurt people. And they really don't do their jobs any more than any other police force can do its job, because there's just no way to do it. And I think that it's pointless to have made them, I think that it's damaging and pointless to have made them a law enforcement agency.
Yeah, well, plus they're federal bureaucrats, and being a bureaucracy, they have even less incentive to do their job than anyone else would.
You know what I thought about doing, and I didn't do on the return leg of the flight, although I wish that I had, is they go through your carry-on luggage. I wish that I had, in my carry-on luggage, put the Fourth Amendment in there.
Okay.
Just wrote out Fourth Amendment, and then, had it on the in there so that people could read it. It would have just been kind of fun, Put it right there on top.
So how, nothing specific, they didn't take you aside for, a rectal examination or anything like that? Nothing?
Well, there
did you
was
see anyone get searched?
At, BWI, I went into Baltimore.
Okay.
They had this machine that I thought was like a scanning machine, like a metal scanner.
Right.
But it was a walk-through type machine. But instead, it was kind of like, a partial circle you stood in, rather than, just the sort of three boards on top of each other that a scanner would be, in sort of the Stonehenge shape.
Got it.
This one was a little more circular, so two of the boards would have been concave, the ones between which you stood. And they had little air blower things, and it went...
Oh, it's one of those bomb sniffers, right?
I don't know what it was. It was blowing air at me rather than sucking air, one would say sniff. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any idea what this machine did.
You should have
to blow my hair around. Well,
that might have highlighted you as a potential terrorist.
These people seemed particularly belligerent.
Really?
Yeah, and, being with my wife didn't particularly... She probably would not have been really cool on me.
I remember when all this security started first being implemented, and we reported on some of these new machines that they were experimenting with, and I do recall one of them saying that it blew air at you, and I believe it is it's either a bomb checking machine or a drug checking machine or both combined in one. And I guess the idea is they puff the air at you, and if you've got chemicals, the bombs that are on you, strapped to you or whatever, it's going to move the air across it and somehow the sensors are also going to be able to pick up those chemicals since because the air is then forced to move across you, as opposed, maybe it's just more effective to blow the air versus sucking the air in.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know what the machine was doing.
Very interesting, though.
It only served to me to prove the point that, you know, Lou Ferrigno with a machete can't take over an airplane and hijack it and fly it into a building anymore. Americans just won't let it happen, you know?
You mean if he was able to get the machete through security?
Right.
And even if he pulled it out in the middle of
a plane. Which plenty of people have gotten big knives on the planes.
As a matter of fact, Newark, New Jersey, the security screener at Newark Liberty International Airport failed to spot a butcher knife in a passenger's pocketbook and was removed from the post for retraining. Katrina Bell, age 27, had cleared security and was waiting with her sister to board a flight on Saturday morning when she discovered she was carrying a knife. Bell had put the knife in her bag just in case before going on a blind date earlier that week.
How weird.
Can you believe that?
No. Well,
do girls really put butcher's knives in their purses on blind dates?
Well, thank goodness, I don't know.
Wow. Well, she does live in New Jersey, so that might explain it. Her sister and travel companion, Takesha Bell Gowans, age 30, said in the Sunday Thunderland, she said to me, "Oh my God, I have this butcher knife in my pocketbook." My first thought was, they're going to think we're terrorists. That's a pretty good assumption, because that tends to be the attitude. But luckily for them, they were not charged. They did immediately inform the airport personnel.
Why didn't they just throw it in the garbage can and they wouldn't have, this poor woman wouldn't have had her job endangered?
I don't know. It's not like her job's really in danger. She just has to go through retraining, and then she gets put back out on the floor. Anyway, they summoned the police and officials of the Transportation Security Administration, which employs the screeners. The screener was then removed from the checkpoint and will undergo remedial training, according to the individual, or according to TSA spokes bureaucrat Ann Davis. The knife was in a cluttered handbag. It was characterized to me as difficult to detect, so she didn't actually look at it. That's just how someone described it to her. And in December, baggage screeners at the Newark airport lost a fake bomb planted in luggage by a supervisor during a training exercise. They'd lost the bomb. Despite an hours-long search, the fake bomb made it onto an Amsterdam-bound flight. Two security supervisors were actually fired after that incident, which is a little unusual for government bureaucracies. Usually, it is next to impossible to get these people fired. So, there you go. You mentioned a large knife, and there's a story to back it up.
Yeah. Well, it it proves my point. But the fact is that,
despite all the billions that this particular government bureaucracy is getting.
To keep nail clippers off of airplanes.
Right.
See, here's the thing is, I just don't...
Oh, and then fine you for it. If they catch you with some nail clippers, then they fine you for it. Later on,
I don't think that I don't think you could walk on board an airplane with a Mach 10 and hijack it and fly it into. I think you might be able to hijack, but I don't think you can fly that baby into an into a building. I just don't think Americans would allow it. The pilot, he'd rather die.
Sure.
Most pilots would rather die.
Well, especially considering they probably would anyway if they did nothing.
All these people realize that.
Right.
So, I just don't think you can... I don't think you can hijack a plane anymore.
The TSA is nothing but an excuse to kind of pacify the American population, to just kind of get them to slowly accept the encroachment of this big government, of this huge security apparatus into our lives, and to just kind of bend over and take it and not say anything about it, not speak out when when a TSA employee fondles your wife or touches you in an inappropriate spot somewhere you don't want to be touched at that particular time of day. They're acclimating us to this.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You know, I realize that... there's nothing I can do about the TSA now, but on the next plane ride I go on, I'm going to have the Fourth Amendment printed out and put on top of my carry-on luggage so that if you unzip it, you're going to see the right of the people to secure their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
Well, they are violating it, unfortunately, and we have to stand up for our rights if we're going to keep them. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there will be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the program. Literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political, something personal. We'll even talk pop culture. Whatever you want to talk about goes. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Manwich back in the house from his extended absence, I guess, going up to Pennsylvania in the middle of nowhere.
Sure was.
To visit his sick father, and of course, best wishes to him. But you had a few experiences that weren't actually necessarily too negative. Just you saw the TSA standing around and just being burly and angry and just generally mean in the airports, right?
What I thought was funny was certainly there were plenty. I saw plenty of TSA officers at work, but I saw just as many standing there, you know? Just standing there.
Like an equal amount being paid to do nothing, right?
And, you know, if it was a privately run organization, a privately run security organization, I'm convinced that they'd do a better job. We'd pay less out of our pocket, the taxpayers, you know, that way the people using the airlines would pay for it rather than mm-hmm. people that don't. It's so pointless. The small government conservative George Bush decided to grow the government by incorporating the TSA. And, sorry.
Hey, not only that, I believe that the new budget has a doubling of security fees for airline tickets or something like that.
Yes.
I think I heard something about that recently where I guess the $5 billion or whatever it is that the TSA is getting just isn't enough. And so now they need to double the security fees because, what, we're not secure enough now? There's not enough security? There's never enough for this particular organization.
Well, security is it's a vapor. It's a shadow. You can't have it. You cannot be secure.
Well, you can have it with liberty. That's the way you're going to be the most secure. And we can get into all that, but we got calls coming in here. And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on. Join the fun at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies, if you want to send your picture in, we will add you to the shrine. You should check it out, though, first. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of. It's not a beauty contest. Just the ladies that listen to this show and are so proud that they do. They sent us their pictures. So get online at freetalklive.com and check that out. Let's go to Kirby in New Jersey. Speaking of, we were just talking about New Jersey, as a matter of fact.
Probably
Kirby,
why he's calling.
Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
I heard. Don't be dissing New Jersey, man. But anyhow,
Dude, haven't you ever been to Newark?
Yeah, and Jersey City is a lot worse.
It really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll keep that in mind if I ever drive through New Jersey in my life again.
Yeah, and that kind of does worry me though, because whenever I fly out of here, I always fly by Newark Liberty. I never go down to Atlantic City.
Okay.
But anyhow, what I wanted to talk about was Big Tobacco.
Okay, yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, have you heard of the True Side campaign?
Oh, yes,
sure.
They just came out with this new thing called Fair Enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's that mean?
Yeah. Oh, is that from Truth or is it like Truth?
It's from Truth, yeah. They admit that it's from Truth. And it's supposed to be this comedy about the boardroom of the big tobacco company. It's not that funny to me, but I think they make it out to be a lot more funny than it is.
Okay.
And as I saw it, I was thinking back to the last time they came out with a new ad. And what it was, I'm not going to get into what the ad was, but I went to their website, and I went to their, you know, contact page, so I wrote them a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent the letter, well, I just got these new speakers from my computer, which was true, I did. And I noticed that the volume can go up very high.
Okay.
And someone could use this irresponsibly and damage their ears. And it's obvious that the speaker company doesn't really care about this. But I wanted to know if they cared, and they didn't respond to my email at all.
No response.
That's a shocker.
They're being pretty irresponsible with people's ears.
Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened to me.
Obviously, they don't want the truth to get out there about volume levels.
Yeah, but what really strikes me though is that we had an assembly at my school during the midterm exam, which I passed.
Congratulations!
Yeah, because you see, well, what it is first period and eighth period is, well, the first period is nothing, and then for most people, an eighth period is gym or family life. And we have
family life.
Yeah, it's it's health and general health and, you know, sexual health and drugs and things like that.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and but anyhow, so instead of having a nothing exam, we had an assembly. And it was done by these women from this group called Rebel.
Okay.
I think it's specific to New Jersey. It stands for Reaching Everyone by Exposing Lies.
Okay.
And during the entire assembly, they didn't expose any lies to me. This is what that was kind of weird to me. But they were really anti-tobacco.
Okay.
Is that what it was about? Okay.
Yeah, and some of it was good, if you ask me. Some of it was just about breaking people's addiction to tobacco.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
I believe that tobacco has told some lies in the past, and I believe that they make their product more addictive.
Sure.
Certainly, tobacco isn't blameless in the assault on them. At the same time, I don't care to pay for that assault.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of my tax dollars going to this truth organization and paying for these radio and TV commercials.
Especially if they're not out there trying to protect people's ears, too.
Neither do I. But what bugs me about it is that I figure that if all the money that Truth spent on these advertising and Rebel spent on this advertising, if they just gave that to some company like the people that make the Nicorette patches, or some other company that makes money off of breaking people's addiction to tobacco, then they would probably help a lot more people than they are by just fighting big tobacco.
Well, maybe so, but again, remember that Truth is at least partially, I'm not sure, maybe, I don't know what their funding breakdown is, but I know that tax dollars are going to that organization. So I think the better solution would be to just let us keep our tax dollars in the first place.
And
those of us that want to support voluntarily groups like Truth or, what was it, React? What was
Rebel.
Rebel. Those of us that want to volunteer, that find those organizations worthwhile, would be able to give our money to them on our own, and of course then they'd have to really earn it, and then they'd probably be a little bit more careful with the way they spend it.
Right, but another thing of the assembly was they had this contract that you could sign, and they called it a petition, it was really a contract that would say that you wouldn't sell your body to tobacco, to big tobacco.
Okay.
And I didn't sign it. I never planned to use tobacco or any other unhealthy substance like that, but
good for you.
Right, but the thing is that I'm not going to sign my right to choose whether I want to or not to them.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not an actual binding contract.
Well, I know it's not a binding contract,
right.
But
it's more of a symbolic thing.
Yeah, I know it's a symbolic thing.
You know, like some parents have their kids sign an abstinence contract or whatever.
I doubt that has much bearing in court.
Exactly. And by the way, Manwich, I know that you just gotten back into town last night. Did you happen to catch any of hour number 3 or 2 last night?
No.
Because Kirby called for the first time last night. He's all of 14 years old.
Is he?
Kirby.
Yeah. Really?
Is that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
We do attract the young, smart ones, don't we?
We do. Mm.
Yeah.
We attract an amazing variety of listeners. Mm. And Kirby, is there anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
I was thinking of talking about the draft.
Oh, unfortunately, you'll have to call us tomorrow night because we're out of time, dude.
Okay, I got to say hi to my friend.
No shout-outs, Kirby. You can call Top 40 station for that, okay?
All right.
That's too juvenile. We don't like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right, take it easy. 800-259-92. Great call up until the very end. 1-800-259-92. Well, he doesn't know better. Now he knows.
He's 14, right. And they like to do shout-outs.
They like their shout-outs. 800-259-92. Then we'll shut them down every time. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. There's no age limit here. You can be set. We've had 77-year-olds call the show. We've had, as you can tell, 14-year-olds call the show. Everybody has an opinion, and they deserve to be heard. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about POS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything. It's your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just take it and run with it. And give it away to all your friends. Give it away to your family members. We don't care. You know, it's good karma. It's more of Free Talk Live's good karma for the world. Because if it wasn't for us giving away our archives, we wouldn't be in USA Today last week.
It's true.
Uh-huh. It's a good thing I didn't go for your idea to start charging for the archives, huh, Manwich?
Shut up.
800-259-9231. So log on at freetalklive.com and you can check out any of the last 6 days of the show. So we're talking about the airport situation, the TSA, the security, the Homeland Security. And again, don't forget, Homeland Security is so busy catching terrorists. They've sent out agents. I was listening to one of our archives from about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they sent out the agents to the woman's toy store to confiscate her
Rubik's cubes?
Her Rubik's Cube ripoffs?
Yes.
Just amazing. That's what these people are doing with our hard-earned money. They're taking it from us, and they're just pissing it away. As they always have, will, and always have, and always will do, until we put a stop to it, until we stand up and say we're sick of this, we're sick of this big government, we want to get it back down to constitutional size, bind it down with the chains of the Constitution.
My problem with security at airports isn't the fact that security at airports exists, because in the free market, you know, there could be airports that have more security, airports that have less security, airports that have no
security. Specifically,
there
could be airlines.
Airlines,
all that
stuff.
You could have three different airlines all servicing one airport with various different levels of security. If you wanted to go on insecure air or some airline, a Freedom America Airlines, mm-hmm. there, you just walk on board. And if you have a gun, you've proved to them that you've got some non-hole-piercing bullets in it, and they let you on board.
Or not.
Or they could totally. There could be another airline that was, rectal search error, and you literally have to go through 20 questions.
They send you through an MRI,
body cavity search,
MRI before they go on.
I know which airline I would choose.
Well, it doesn't really matter which airline you choose. It's just that the Fourth Amendment says that the government will not unreasonably search you, your effects, your papers, and your property. And now the TSA is. Now, the amendment doesn't hold for private entities that you voluntarily use.
Correct.
And that's the problem. If we're going to have this rule book called the Constitution of the United States of America, we should abide by it. If not, we should make a new rule book.
Well, that's what some people are trying to do with their claims that the Constitution is a living document, which we
that's
had,
a lie.
We had Brandon on last night. Well, according to the history books that they're reading in our government high schools, that's absolutely the truth. The Constitution is a living document, which I agree with. It is a lie. If it was a living document, then it'd be breathing or something like that. Instead, it's pen on paper, and it sits there, and it doesn't change.
Right.
It needs to...
It is a static document until it's changed.
Absolutely.
And it has been changed many, many times.
Sure. Well, there are other things on the security horizon here for the United States of America. After all, we got 4 more years of this jackass in office, so who knows what sort of fun things might be coming down the pipe. Well, here's one of them. According to Representative Ron Paul, the national ID bill is masquerading as immigration reform. And you might have heard last week that this particular real ID bill has passed the House. Now, it hasn't passed the Senate yet. It hasn't been signed, but you know how these things work.
What's going to stop it?
Yeah, exactly. He says, this is a speech that he actually gave, I guess, in front of the House. He says, and you can interrupt any time, at 800-259-9231 to change the topic. He says, I rise in strong opposition to H.R. 418, the Real ID Act. Again, they always give them these special names to make it sound so effective and worthwhile. You know, what congressman is going to say no to something that sounds like, hey, better ID? What could be wrong with that?
No, absolutely.
Well, the bill purports to make us safer from terrorists who may sneak into the United States and from other illegal immigrants. While I agree that these issues are of vital importance, this bill will do very little to make us more secure. It will not address our real vulnerabilities. It will, however, make us much less free. In reality, this bill is a Trojan horse. It pretends to offer desperately needed border control in order to stampede Americans into sacrificing what is uniquely American, our constitutionally protected liberty. What's wrong with this bill? Now, this is actually the first description that I've read of what's going on in this bill.
And it's by Ron Paul.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's there.
If anyone has parsed the bill,
Representative Ron Paul, I should make that clear.
Representative Ron Paul, the only libertarian in Congress. The Real ID Act establishes a national ID card by mandating that states include certain minimum identification standards on driver's licenses. It contains no limits on the government's power to impose additional standards. I'll repeat that. It contains no limits on the government's power to impose additional standards. Indeed, it gives authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security. Would that be Tom Ridge, or is he the director? Maybe that's what he means. The top dog at Homeland Security now has executive control over everybody's ID if this thing goes through. If and when it would seem that this thing goes through. So he can now unilaterally add requirements as he sees fit.
Mm.
You want to put your blood type on the ID? He'll go ahead and do that. He'll go ahead and authorize that. Who knows what kind of authoritarian, controlling items could be added to this? What kind of functions, you know, biometrics kind of stuff like that?
Sure.
There's no limits. Supporters claim that it's not a national ID because it's voluntary. Man, which these cards.
How is it voluntary?
That, yeah, well, does that mean that you can volunteer to not have one? Well, here's how it works. Apparently, the states are the ones that get to volunteer in and out of this. So any state that decides to opt out of the new Real ID Act will automatically make non-persons out of its citizens. The citizens of that state will be unable to have any dealings with the federal government because their ID will not be accepted. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, if that's all it takes to sever ties with the feds, I think that's something that New Hampshire should seriously consider. Just say no to the Real ID Act, and then you don't have to deal with any federal government agencies anymore?
I don't know if New Hampshire's quite ready for that.
No, they're not quite ready for it.
I mean,
but,
you know, let's get 20,000 people in the Free State Project before we worry about New Hampshire deciding whether or not to opt for this.
But, I mean, if that's all it takes, instead of having to, you know, opt out of every single government program, if we can just opt out of the Real ID Act and then by default be exempt from every other federal government program, sounds like a good thing to me.
I doubt it. It's meant as a veiled threat, and
okay.
You know, certainly it won't work.
Well, anyway, a few of the things you definitely won't be able to do is if your state doesn't accept this Real ID concept, then you as a citizen of that state will no longer be able to fly. You'll no longer be able to take a train. In essence, in the eyes of the federal government, you'll cease to exist. And it's according to Ron Paul, it's absurd to call this voluntary. Republican Party talking points on this bill, which claim that this is not a national ID card, nevertheless endorse the idea that the federal government should set standards for the issuance of birth certificates and sources of identification such as driver's licenses. So not only just driver's licenses, but also birth certificates going to be nationalized. So they admit that they want a national ID, but at the same time pretend that this is not a national ID. What's new? The Republicans saying one thing and meaning and slash doing another? Get out of here.
Well, not just the Republicans.
Well, yeah, but he was reading the Republican Party talking points.
Right.
And that's where all this legislation came from. somebody voted against it. 100 or so senators did vote against this. And
great.
I'd guess that most of them were Democrats. Not that I'm supporting them or anything like that. They're all big government scum. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. More about the national ID coming up. And your calls as well if you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. If you want to. Otherwise, we have to talk about stuff. And that's okay. We got plenty on the plate tonight.
We have big mouths. That's why we do this.
Exactly. We got more. We have more prep than we could possibly get through, basically. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something new that you need to know about the show, you'll find out first if you remember the updates list. So log on. Check that out. It only takes a minute or two to maybe sign up for that. FreeTalkLive.com. So we're talking about this new Real ID Act that the House has graciously passed for us last week. It's now probably heading over to the Senate version to pass. And then, of course, old Georgie boy is going to pull out his favorite pen and do his favorite thing.
Which is signing bills. I love He's just signing crazy, that George.
Yep.
He loves to sign things. As a matter of fact, he's never vetoed anything.
No, he doesn't know what a veto looks like.
No, he doesn't know anything about it.
No. He's threatened to use it once, I think. But
I heard recently a threat, but
right.
I've got to wonder. I've just got to wonder. He's not the kind of guy
He's all talk.
To like to use it.
Yeah, he's all talk, no action, especially when it comes to being a alleged small government conservative.
He likes to grow the government in his direction, and that's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Is one likes to
the
grow
the direction is really not that different, though.
It not from my point of view, although there is a I would say there's a distinct difference between the politics of George Bush and the politics of Ted Kennedy. I would say that there is a difference that one can a marked difference that one can look at.
But one thing's for sure. Both of the Republicans and Democrats have brought us more government over time, every single year. As a matter of fact, the Republicans, typically in recent times at least, have been growing government at a faster clip than the Democrats have, which wouldn't seem to be the way it should be. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. This is your show. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Got another school story for you.
Okay, man. I was bringing Manwich up to speed on your call from last night during one of the breaks, so he kind of has some idea as to what...
Oh,
what
no, that's right. I was talking to him earlier today online, and I just jumped at him. I kind of thought he was there last night, but I forgot.
No, he was not.
Yeah, it's still on the BBS system if he wants to check it out.
Right.
But I'm looking... Well, earlier today during class, we were talking about searches and seizures, and the teacher... Who's a student teacher, actually, so she's just fresh out of some school.
Okay.
And
some indoctrination camp.
Well, yeah, I think it's actually a left-wing private school.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you'll have that anywhere. Anyway, she was talking about if the gonna police search your car without a warrant. I said, absolutely not. I said, they do, but they can't. I said, they do, but they're not allowed to. She said, well, the court says that they can't. And I'm thinking to myself, if the court said that the First Amendment only secures the right of the Protestants to have freedom of religion, would that make it right?
Wouldn't make it right.
Well,
no.
But
it would make it true.
It wouldn't make it right. You have the right. She said if they see something illegal, then they can search it.
That's true.
I said, well, what if they see a handgun laying on my seat? She said, well, and some girl spoke up. She said, they have to make sure it's registered.
Oh, jeez.
And I looked at her. I said, so I guess my vehicle doesn't count as effects under the Fourth Amendment. And she just smiled at me and looked away. This lady.
Well, it's not an argument. No one's going to engage you in that argument, Brandon,
yeah,
because they're winning.
This lady is spreading such lies. And earlier today, I was looking through the private school textbook, and I found it. And this is in a textbook. I found an article in the textbook by Walter Williams.
All right.
Yeah, this is in a private school. It's a Christian textbook.
One of the only people on talk radio that I can actually stand to listen to.
Oh, I know. And he is by Walter Williams. I was just completely amazed when I saw it. I'm like, holy crap.
That's great. What's it about?
The most human right of all, property rights.
There you go.
The fundamental right. And they say if human rights are property rights, property rights are human rights. The two are inexorably intertwined. When the state coerces parents to send their children to schools not of their own choosing, human rights are violated. I mean, this is in a textbook. This is cool learning.
I agree.
That's just the best. And one more thing. I was going to... dang it, I forgot.
Oh, well, that's all right. You know, you can always email us or call us back tomorrow night.
Yeah, will do.
Brandon, as usual, interesting hearing from you. Always fascinating as to what's going on in the government school system. You're our man on the inside, Brandon.
I will continue to update you when the time comes.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks very
no
much.
Problem.
And keep your mouth open.
Will do.
All right, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's, again, two of our younger listeners checking in, and it is excellent to know what's going on inside the government school system, because I'm not a parent, and, man, what you're not a parent. So we're not really connected at all beyond what our callers tell us. And I don't even think that most
And if
kids,
I were a parent, my kids aren't going to a government school.
Well, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And if they were going to government school, I mean, I know how it was when I was in school. How was school today, honey?
Okay.
It's fine. That's all you want to talk about. You know, if there was a discussion in class, I wish. Every time Brandon calls in, I get envious. I wish I had known as much as I do now. I mean, as Brandon does at his age of 18, I wish I had known half as much as what Brandon knows. I mean, he is so well-versed on the Constitution. I would say probably Brandon knows the Constitution a little bit better than you or I, man.
He seems to be able to quote from it.
You quote from it, but you've got it in front of you at all times.
I do my best to keep it with me at all times.
And so I just wish that I was in, when I was in high school, I had that kind of information, because, man, I would have been stirring up some crap. Let me tell you. I mean, I did it anyways, but not in the way that I should have. 800-259-9231. So now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it out on the airwaves. So I guess I'm doing all right. This is your show. You take control, though. That's what the point is. You call in at 800-259-9231, just like Brandon did. Change the topic and bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name this sound. Hiss. No, not a snake, nor the sound when the other team scores a touchdown. It's the whoosh you hear when removing your gas cap. When we come back, I'll tell you what causes it. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time, with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply. So get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. We've all heard that hiss when removing the gas cap. Here's what happens. When cars warm, some of that liquid gasoline you pump is converted to vapor right in your tank. Today's cars have gas vapor recovery systems that route most fumes to the carburetor or fuel injection, but those remaining exert pressure against the gas cap. The whoosh heard when removing the cap is made by gas vapors in your tank escaping to outside air. So when gassing up, don't overfill that tank. 2 clicks is enough. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Literally anything. Political, personal. We don't care. Whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and tune into our live streams. We've got a 64-kilobit stream. We've got a 16-kilobit. So broadband people will be happy. And you analog dial-up modem types will be happy as well. We got something for everyone at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Real ID bill that the House passed last week. It's probably on its way to the Senate here shortly, and of course then it'll pass right on through the president's desk. We know that. And we're reading what Ron Paul has to say about it. And apparently this bill makes it so the Secretary of Homeland Security can just add whatever requirements to the national driver's license that he wants to. Anything. Your mom's middle name, he can have that mandated on there. I mean, anything he wants to, doesn't have to go through any sort of process. He just dictates, and the rules change. The bill also establishes a massive, centrally coordinated database of highly personal information about American citizens. At a minimum, their name, date of birth, place of residence, social security number, physical, and possibly other characteristics. What is even more disturbing is that by mandating that states participate in the driver's license agreement, this bill creates a massive database of sensitive information on American citizens that will be shared with Canada and Mexico.
Hmm.
This bill could have a chilling effect on the exercise of our constitutionally guaranteed rights. It redefines terrorism in broad new terms that could well include members of firearms rights and anti-abortion groups, or other such groups as determined by whomever's in power at the time.
Right. And that's the problem. When you vote for something, say you love this administration, you think George Bush is, you know, he's the next best thing to Jesus Christ. That's fine and dandy, but if you give him power, the next guy who comes in control could be one wonders whether there's going to be anything but a Bush in control from
for
here
the
on
next
out.
20 years.
But
right.
Anyway,
it has been posited that if Jeb Bush gets elected in 2008 and he's on for two terms, then the Bush girls will be eligible to run for president.
There you go. you never know what the next person, is going to do
with the power.
Please don't give up my civil rights. Please don't give away.
You can't. I mean, they're going to try, and they're pretending like they can, but your rights are still your rights.
You mean naturally born?
Right.
Well, they are your rights, but you may not have the right to your rights anymore.
Well, there are no prohibitions in this particular act against including such information in the database as information about a person's exercise of First Amendment rights or about a person's appearance on a registry of firearms owners. So literally anything can go into this fun little database. The legislation gives authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security to expand required information on driver's licenses, potentially including such biometric information as retina scans, fingerprints, DNA information, and even radio frequency identification or radio tracking technology. Including such technology as RFID would mean the federal government, as well as Canada and Mexico, would know where Americans are at all times of the day and the night. There are no limits on what happens to the database and sensitive information on Americans once it leaves the United States for Canada or Mexico, or perhaps even other countries. Who's to stop a corrupt foreign government official from selling or giving this information to human traffickers, or even terrorists? Will this uncertainty make us feel safer? What will all of this mean for us when this new program is implemented? Every time we're required to show our driver's license, we will, in fact, be showing a national identification card. We'll be handing over a card that includes our personal and likely biometric information, information connected to a national, international database. It's amazing. This is going on right now in Washington. Your rights being signed away on a daily basis. We want to hear what you think about it. Does it make you feel more safe? 1-800-259-9231. Somebody out there must be feeling more safe as a result of this. We want to hear from you. It's your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of